Prayer today is offered by Representative Holt from Crawford. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Joshua Crawford from Grimes, the guest of Representative Andrews from Polk.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in your Sermon on the Mount, you told us you have heard the law that says love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Father, thank you for teaching us how to truly love and for showing your love for us by going to the cross for our sins. Lord, today we pray that we can be more Christ-like in our actions toward others. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for the people of Russia and Ukraine and for all those who are suffering because of war. We pray for our brave men and women in uniform, and we pray for our first responders. We pray for our leaders in Washington, D.C., and we pray for wisdom for ourselves as we serve the people of Iowa. We pray for our governor. We pray for families who have lost loved ones to senseless violence and in the recent bad weather. And we pray for those who are hurting and in need today. Lord, we pray that we can be more understanding of one another and listen to one another. Let us treat one another as you taught us to do. Lord, thank you for the amazing weather you have given us this week, and we pray soon that you will send rain for the crops that will be planted in the months to come. Thank you again for all that you bless us with each and every day, and thank you for the honor of serving our fellow Iowans. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance
House will give attention to the correction of the journal. Journal stands approved. Are there any announcements to come before the body? Chair recognizes Representative Eisenhart from Dubuque.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. In our Southeast Gallery, you'll see a number of people seated, 11 students, exchange students from Jesus University in Western France. They are guests of Professor Budzis of Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa House District 100, and they are here today to study how state politics and government works in the United States. Please give them a warm house welcome.
Chair recognizes the representative from Polk, Representative Hunter. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
Sure.
Why, thank you. You're looking good up there, by the way.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today is March 15th, but it is also Equal Pay Day today. Equal Pay Day, for those that don't know it, is the day that women actually have to work into 2022 to make as much money as men made in 2021. This year, women only make 81% of earnings that men do. And in Iowa, it's even worse, it's 78%. So it's my hope that we don't really celebrate Equal Pay Day, but do something that will make it possible so that, next year, the year before, Equal Pay Day can be on December 31st. And we actually do have equal pay for men and women. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the representative from Warren, Representative Bowden. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
I'm sorry, an introduction. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like to introduce to you my son, Grayson Bowden. He is on spring break this week and in first grade. He's 7. He'll be following his mom around today in the legislature to experience what we do here. We'll be checking out the kitchen, and I'm pretty sure we'll be swinging by the gift shop before the day is over. Will you please help me give him a warm house welcome?
Recognize the lady from Polk.
Well, thank you,
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will caucus at the conclusion of the Ways and Means and Appropriations Committees today.
Thank you. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of the 12 o'clock appropriations subcommittee blocks. And if there's no further business come before the House this time, I move the House recess until 12:30.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.
Recessed.
Oh, thank you. No. Just seeing if you're paying attention. We are in recess.